Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is just wagging Benghazi as hard as they can. Oh, it was a horrible terrorist attack. Now they're admitting it was a terror attack. Remember when it first happened? Oh, it was just a riot and a protest over that silly little anti-Muslim, anti-Mohammed movie, which turned out not to actually exist. All they had was a trailer on the thing. And now, oh yes, terror. They're wagging terrorists at us, and they're just pounding on this thing, and we will find those responsible, and we're going to... It's another PR stunt, because they don't want you thinking about what's going on in Iraq. They don't want you thinking about what's going on in Ukraine. They don't want you thinking about what's happening with the economy. They don't want you thinking about the IRS scandal, which is blowing up again in Obama's face. They're at a point right now where every day it's, oh, we need a new distraction, and they're just trying to keep the smoke and debris in the air to keep you from focusing on the important things. I just reprised my article, What I Think Happened in Benghazi, to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, because I think that too was a PR stunt that went wrong. Bergdahl was a PR stunt. They wanted to distract from the VA scandal by bringing home our lost POW. And it was like a scene right out of Wag the Dog. The guy they're bringing home as a hero turns out to be a zero. Defector, deserter, collaborator. It's just all these lies and hoaxes and frauds and PR stunts are piling up. Alrighty, let's see. A story that just came in from antiwar.com. Israel warns U.S. against cooperating with Iran on Iraq. Israeli officials led by Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz have issued warnings to the U.S. that they view the reports of potential U.S.-Iranian cooperation on Iraq with the utmost concern. Well, let's start out, first of all, by saying it's none of Israel's business. It isn't. Israel's just, they want to keep everybody against Iran, and how dare you make friends with the people we have told you are your enemies. And I don't think Israel understands that what they're doing with this public outcry is underscoring the fact for all of the American voters in an election year that Israel is in control covertly of the U.S. government, and that is going to come back to haunt them. They suffered a huge loss with Kantor's defeat. He was one of the most powerful pro-Israel politicians on Capitol Hill. And we may see more of that as the primaries continue to unfold leading into November. We may see all those Israel firsters get the heave-ho. And Israel's not going to be helping their American assets by coming out with this bluff and bluster saying, you know, we are warning you against cooperating with Iran. It's none of Israel's business what the U.S. and Iran are doing. Arrogance and chutzpah. All righty. Now, I want to talk about this immigrant thing. This story is just getting weirder and weirder all the time. Apparently, they're lured by commercials in Central and South American countries saying that amnesty is a foregone conclusion, and if you can get across the border, you get all kinds of government-free stuff, and it's going to be wonderful, manna from heaven, and so forth. And there is a flood of illegal immigrants coming across that border with Mexico, including children who are unaccompanied. And we were reporting earlier about how the U.S. government is starting to reactivate all of these army bases across the country to use them to house these illegal immigrant children. How the U.S. government is literally busing illegal immigrants from Texas to Arizona to sort of spread the wealth around, as it were. And now apparently up in Massachusetts, they've opened up an Air Force base to start dumping the illegal immigrants in that state. Now, some areas are starting to fight back because apparently there's this defunct college in Virginia, St. Paul's College. It's in the town of Lawrenceville. And apparently Health and Human Service Department was going to open it up again and use it to house illegal immigrants. All of this, of course, is costing vast amounts of taxpayer money. And I want to emphasize, we're talking illegal immigrants. They are, by their very presence on this side of the border, committing a crime, a violation of U.S. laws. And I know I'm going to get all kinds of calls and emails saying, oh, you're being racist. How could you be racist? It has nothing to do with racism. If somebody in another country wants to come to the United States and go through the process for immigration, welcome. Come on board, be part of our society, be part of our diversity, fine and dandy. What we're talking about here are people who are walking across the border, thumbing their nose at the U.S. laws. The Border Patrol is acknowledging many of these are criminals who are fleeing law enforcement in their own countries. And the federal government is welcoming them in, spending your tax money to take care of them in these reactivated Army Air Force bases and tried to do it in the college. Why? If you're going to put immigrants on a bus in Texas, instead of driving west to Arizona, drive it south to the border and pitch them back on over. It's an article over at 12160 where Obama is attempting to use the illegal immigrant children as a political pawn to push for immigration reform. Remember, the New World Order people want to drop all national borders so they can play their money junkie games all across the globe without restriction. But before they can drop the borders, they have to crush everybody's standard of living down to the same level so that we're not motivated to go to some other part of the globe to seek a better life, because there won't be a better life anywhere on planet Earth under the New World Order. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, this immigration thing, and I don't want to talk about ISIS after that. Fascinates me that while they're trying to implement this draconian Agenda 21 program, because the environment is so precious, et cetera, yeah, let's just open the floodgates to South and Central America and bring in everybody and just stress the environment that much more. Isn't that amazing?
Well, if you've taken a look at photographs of those areas along the southern border where the immigrants are coming in, I mean, they're absolutely devastated between trash that's left there. They're basically relieving themselves on the ground. They're not even digging latrines. They're eating anything at all that is edible in the region, and it's basically, it was started out as a desert. It's even more so now. I don't know whether the Democrats think just bringing these people in and making them instant citizens will be the end of the Republican Party, or if they're taking all these illegal immigrant children and they're putting them on these army bases to start their military indoctrination early, to turn them into soldiers to go on out and conquer the rest of the world. But there is something very screwy with this attitude where the U.S. government is saying, we're going to watch your emails, listen to your phone calls, grab your crotches at the airport to defeat terror, but anybody who wants to walk across that southern border is welcome. And they could walk in with vials full of highly contagious biological weapons, samples of chemical weapons, radioactive isotopes. There's nobody checking anything coming over there. It makes a whole joke of this war on terror, where the United States is vulnerable to acts of terror across that southern border.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing is this: these poor people are just pawns in this big old chess game, and that's the sick part. But the thing is, while we totally deindustrialize, destroy every bit of manufacturing as humanly possible in this country, now you want to flood us with people. And it's just like, you know, at the same time you're trying to talk the global warming, climate disruption, and all the rest, because we're just so bad on the environment, you want to just implement a total spike in immigration into the United States, which is, you know, there's no jobs for these folks.
That's the important point that you've hit right there. If these illegals are granted amnesty and they're made instant citizens, there are no jobs for them to take right now. It's just going to further stress the U.S. economy and possibly take it over the edge. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me!
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, even the controlled corporate media has had enough with some of the USDA choice bovine excrement coming out of the IRS scandal. And CNN was making fun over this IRS claim that the dog ate Lois Lerner's emails for a two-year period. Now, the IRS's own internal operations manual has the process in there by which emails are in fact backed up. There is a backup system for these IRS emails. And any IT expert is going to tell you, when you have a system that large, an organization that large, you have backups. I have automated backups on this system here. Completely separate set of disk drives, and every day everything's cloned over to it. Plus I got the offline backups. We've got, you know, people have got Carbonite. Now, I'm sure the NSA must have copies of all of Lois Lerner's emails for that period. And if they don't, it confirms the entire system is a total waste of taxpayer money. Wasn't that why the NSA was spying on us all, to make sure we weren't behaving badly? Or is that just applying to ordinary citizens and government officials are above that? Which, by the way, is not what the United States is supposed to be. The United States was founded as a nation of laws that applied equally to everybody, up to and including the president. There is no royalty or nobility in the United States of America. Everybody is subject to the same laws. So, okay, NSA, I'm hurling the defy. And no, it's not another encryption challenge. If you're really able to do what you claim you're able to do, then you will come up with Lois Lerner's missing emails. Can't have it both ways. Can't be out there saying we're spying on everybody and, oh, well, we miss Lois Lerner. Now, Daryl Issa has now subpoenaed the current IRS commissioner to come in and explain why these emails got lost, how they got lost, why there's no backup for two whole years. Issa wrote in his notice to the IRS commissioner, I will not tolerate your continued obstruction and game playing in response to the committee's investigation of the IRS targeting. And by the way, it's not just Lois Lerner. The IRS is claiming they have lost the emails of six other officials involved in this scandal of the IRS being used to target Obama's political opponents. And the House of Representatives apparently is very fed up with all this nonsense. Their new budget they're putting together cuts the budget for the IRS by 15% and orders an immediate halt to all Obamacare enforcement. So it's getting a little testy over there. Now, story coming out of Investment Watch blog basically is saying that Republicans have released a report detailing dozens of examples that they say prove President Obama and other Democratic top members of Congress pressured the IRS to target their enemies. This is an impeachable offense. It was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. I mean, look how much trouble Richard Nixon got into over a missing 18 minutes on a tape. And now we have Lois Lerner and six other IRS officials have lost 2 years of email. Just gone. The IRS is claiming it was a computer crash. Well, when your computer crashes, the data on the hard drive is still there. If the drive itself has failed, the data can be recovered. And again, the IRS's own manual shows they do have a backup system. Somebody deliberately deleted all of those emails to protect somebody higher up. Very alarming court decision. This is being reported at dissenterfiredoglake.com. A federal district court has dismissed a case brought by the ACLU on behalf of a U.S. citizen against U.S. government officials who allegedly tortured him in Kenya, Somalia, and Ethiopia. And the court ruled that it lacks jurisdiction in cases where the U.S. government is torturing U.S. citizens outside the United States of America. Now, that is a bit of a reach, because no place in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights does it say its authority ends at the borders. Its authority and its rights apply to all Americans wherever they are in the globe. And this federal district court has basically tried to rewrite the Constitution by saying, oh, they have to be nice to you when you're inside the border, but if they can get you into Canada, oh boy, are you in trouble here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Operation Vigilant Eagle, and you probably have not heard a lot about it, but it's being brought into the public light by this Marine veteran who was arrested and sent to a mental institution on the basis of posts he wrote to Facebook criticizing the United States government. And so we are already in Soviet Union territory here, where those who are speaking out against the government are arrested and sent to mental asylums. The Soviet Union loved to do that, because they didn't have to worry about a trial or proof of guilt or anything. Just, oh, he's obviously crazy. And they would use that to tarnish the person. Oh, you don't want to listen to what that guy's saying about 9/11. He's crazy. He's a wacko. You don't want to do that. Well, this guy got out, and he is now suing the local police, the FBI, Homeland Security, the military doctors, and the NSA. And this guy was let go by a judge who looked at this and said, this is a violation of his First Amendment rights, Fourth, Fifth, and 17th Amendment rights. It was wrong all the way. We all have a First Amendment right to express ourselves, to petition the government for redress of grievances, to make ourselves known to the government that we are not happy with the way they're running things. And they went after this guy. And the real revelation here is that there is a specific government program, Operation Vigilant Eagle, that is spying on returned military veterans to make sure they're not saying something publicly that the U.S. government doesn't want you to know about. And we have heard from veterans organizations all across the country that this is not a unique case, that veterans who are speaking out about what they've seen, what they know from the war zone, are being arrested and confined to mental institutions by the United States government. I mean, coming on top of the abuses of the Veterans Affairs hospitals, what a slap in the face to these returning veterans who went out there, served the country, even though the purpose of the war was wrong. These kids put on that uniform, they took a vow, they kept their promises, they served their time and duty. And when they come back, they, as much as anybody else, if not more so, have a right to the First Amendment to stand up and say what we're doing over there is wrong. And the federal government is illegally and unconstitutionally arresting them and throwing them in mental institutions. And they were hoping you weren't going to find out about it. But you did. Another story coming out of Russia today, the British government has been intercepting Google, Facebook, and Twitter comments. GCHQ is playing the same game with NSA, just watching everything. And that's not to be surprised, because all of this spying on you goes back to the 1980s and a project called Echelon, which was an effort by five countries, codenamed Five Eyes, to spy on each other's citizens and trade the information to bypass privacy laws. Now, of course, they don't even bother with the privacy laws anymore. All righty, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about how the IRS has really jumped the shark and destroyed its own credibility with this ludicrous story that Lois Lerner and 6 other officials at the heart of the IRS targeting of Obama's opponents just lost the emails for a 2-year period. And apparently Lois Lerner's official story is that her hard drive on her desktop machine crashed in 2011. And she was told that, no, we can't recover the files from that hard drive. Now, we know it's possible to recover files from a crashed hard drive. Remember when 9/11 happened and they recovered the hard drives from the computers to try and find where, just before the airplanes hit, you know, billions of dollars was shipped out to destinations unknown. And they sent these drives to a company in Europe who were starting to recover the traces of where the money had gone. And all of a sudden, mysteriously, that company was bought and the project ended. But according to Norman Sillow, who's an Army veteran who worked in intelligence and he's a former program manager at Microsoft, he says, this story is absolutely unbelievable because the government uses Microsoft Exchange for their email servers, which keep archived copies away separate from your desktop machine. And apparently the IRS email system computers are using RAID arrays. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we all know that if you have a single disk drive and it goes bad, you may be in trouble. A RAID array gangs together several disk drives and parcels out the data to all of them in a way where if one disk fails, the contents of that disk can be reconstructed from the contents of the other disks. The simplest RAID array is simply 2 disks working in parallel. So it's just absolutely not credible that there are no backups. The IRS own operations manual says there is a backup system for all of this information. Just absolutely, absolute nonsense here. Alrighty, a story that came out of TechDirt.com. Up in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel is now demanding that all gun stores install surveillance cameras that are directly tied into the police departments. It's not bad enough that they have cameras on the streetlights and, you know, various other public places. Now, Rahm Emanuel wants the gun stores out of their own pocket to buy and install similar cameras in the gun store so that they can monitor who is buying guns. And they are making the gun store owners pay for all of this. And this is the start of a trend where apparently state legislators across the country are discussing laws that will force business owners to install law enforcement surveillance cameras inside their private businesses. You know, let's put one in the women's dressing room back there at this bikini store. All of it a violation of the Fourth Amendment. All of it a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They're trying to keep us scared. You're being watched all the time. And you know something? The studies have shown that all of these cameras out in public have not deterred crime. The bad guys just don't look up. They don't look at the cameras. Now we've got these hats with the LEDs on the front that during nighttime just glow out the camera. They can't see your face. They commit the crimes away from the cameras. Britain has the most cameras per capita of any nation on earth. Hasn't slowed crime down there at all. Crime's been exploding ever since their gun ban. Meanwhile, over in Hungary, their government has just passed a law for a so-called advertising tax for the media. And it's written in a way where it can be selectively targeted against media outlets critical of the Hungarian government. And this law is directed against independent media and foreign press agencies that are not fully in agreement with the government's official story. Boy, those money junkies are really panicking. They don't know what to do. They've lost their ability to lie to the people with impunity. And without that, these current governments can't function. They don't know any other way to run a country through other than through lies, fraud, and deception. Now, getting on to the economy, which is an issue that we need to be looking at here, story over at CNS News, the price index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rockets to all-time high. Now, back in 1967, when the BLS started tracking this index of basic food costs, the index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs was 38.1. As of last month, the index is 252.832, the highest it's ever been. So anybody who says that their particular currency is strong and gaining strength, no, it isn't. Because the best measure of how your currency is doing is how much of it you have to trade for the basic necessities of life at your supermarket and your gas station. Anybody who's relying on the government's numbers to say, oh, the dollar is coming on strong, no, it isn't. The government's lying about everything having to do with the economy. Now, the U.S. federal government was claiming that they collected some record tax revenues this year. We're not exactly sure where from or how much of it just originated from the Federal Reserve's printing presses. But there's another story over in Vagazette.com where the size of income tax drop surprises the U.S. states, because the U.S. states were expecting a decline in personal income tax collections because of the declining economy, but apparently the drop was a lot larger than they had expected. And everybody's scratching their heads and saying, boy, why is this? Well, I'll tell you why. The state governments are relying on the official U.S. government reports on employment to forecast their tax revenues. But those official U.S. government numbers are as phony as Saddam's nuclear weapons. So the states keep coming up short. The U.S. government likes to claim we have a 6% or 7% unemployment rate. That's an absolute lie. It's arrived at by ignoring people who've been out of work so long they've quit looking. But if you go over to the U.S. government's website for labor statistics and you look at the number of Americans able and willing to accept a job compared to the number of Americans who actually have jobs, you'll see that the real jobless rate in this country is like about 60%, worse than the Depression of the 1930s. Story coming out of the Wall Street Journal. Expatriate Americans are renouncing their citizenship in record numbers, trying to get away from the IRS reporting requirements and taxation while they're living and working in other countries. What I need to find out is how I can renounce my citizenship while I'm still living in this country. Because I am thoroughly ashamed of this government, and it does not represent me. I don't see it as legal and legitimate. Another story over at Economic Policy Journal. The Federal Reserve wants to impose exit fees on bond funds. Now, basically what they're claiming is that these bond funds are becoming shadow banks because investors can put in their money and withdraw it on demand. Okay, even though the assets held by the funds can be hard to sell in any kind of a hurry. What is really going on here is the Federal Reserve is imposing covert capital controls. Because we already know this negative interest rate idea is spreading across the globe where the bank will hold your money and take a piece of it for sitting on it, keeping in their computers. And a lot of people are looking at getting out of banks and other financial institutions that have that kind of effrontery, and the Federal Reserve is basically trying to impede the speed with which money is pulled out of the bond market by making it more expensive to remove your money from the bond market than to leave it in there and take the smaller losses. And my guess is we'll see the same thing applied to ordinary savings account. When the negative interest rates are applied to ordinary consumer-level savings accounts, the banks will impose huge fees to close your account down or to withdraw too much of the money at once. They already have limits on what you can withdraw based on, oh, we don't have that much paper cash around here. You have to give us 3 days advance notice, you know, if you want to pull out $8,000 from what we just don't have that around. Okay. Another article coming out of PatriotRising.com, insider trading rampant on Wall Street, and the federal government's doing nothing about it. The Wall Street money junkies have won themselves immunity under U.S. law. The too big to fail have become the too big to jail. And they're just going to go right on committing these frauds to loot the American people and put it in their pocket. And the U.S. government is just going to look the other way and say, oh, look at the terrorists. Look at the terrorists. Forget about the bankers. Look at the terrorists. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenbrock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenbrock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbrock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And once again, they're screaming that Syria's President Assad is using banned chemical weapons on his people. I guess the motto of the federal government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. They seem to feel that we, the American people, are so mentally pliant that if they simply repeat the lie often enough and loud enough, that eventually we will come to believe that it is true. And actually, we're in a state of social evolution where we're seeing each new lie as only reinforcing the idea that they've been lying all along about everything. There is no truth anywhere in the United States government right now. Absolutely not here. All right, so we were talking about insider trading rampant on Wall Street and the refusal of the federal government regulatory agencies to do anything about it. And the reality is that with Wall Street engaging in such rampant insider trading, it makes it really impossible for anybody on the outside to be in those markets and expect a positive outcome, because that's where the money is coming from that flows into the pockets of the criminals, from the ones who aren't criminals. And as a matter of fact, Greenpeace got burned because apparently one of their employees had invested $5.47 million of Greenpeace's money trying to trade the foreign exchange markets, trying to basically, you know, when you have a large organization with a lot of money, they'll invest some of it trying to grow it in order to fund more of their operations. But apparently Greenpeace lost $5.4 million trying to trade the Forex markets, rather. We're going to take a phone call. Frank in California. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you just mentioned something about Assad using gas on their own people.
Yeah, what? They're trying that one again.
Yeah, but what I don't get, about 80% of the population voted for him, so why would he do that to and use gas just to spoil everything?
Yeah, that's exactly... It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And again, look for what should be there and isn't.
Oh,
why would Assad do this?
It gets ridiculous by the second. You know, every time I hear this, it's like, I just want to throw up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd just throw that comment in. If he was so popular, why would he do it? I mean, again, there's egg on our faces again.
Well, on the government's face, because we know all a lie, and we're not standing shoulder to shoulder with the government and the corporate media saying, oh, yes, Syria did this. No, we know they didn't. This is another, if there were chemical weapons used at all, they're by the hired mercenaries who are trying desperately to reverse their defeat, their impending defeat.
Yeah, a lot of people I seem to talk with now, they know something's just totally out of place. And it's just, when I heard you say that, I went, that's just crazy. I have to call in and just say, if the government is very popular with the people, why would he do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, everybody knew that Assad was going to win. The important part was how many Syrian people got out there to vote for him. Huge, huge turnout.
Yeah, but you have to gas them, right?
Yeah. Well, you voted me in office. I'm going to go ahead and gas you now. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And again, what is the motive for Assad to have done this?
That's right. That's right. Anyway, so I thought I'd just throw my 2 cents in.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that comment here. Now, getting back to the financial news, again, over at investmentwatchblog.com, there's an article predicting that most of the pensions in the United States of America will go cash negative by 2016. They're calling it the pension time bomb. Now, by cash negative, it means more money will be going out than is coming in from their investments. And again, we're seeing this very bizarre situation where they're trying to blame the workers. They're trying to say unrealistic promises were made. We never should have promised these high pensions to these workers. But it was all working just fine up until 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud by Wall Street. Because Wall Street's pet ratings agencies all gave these mortgage bundles AAA ratings, which made it legal under the law for pension funds to invest in them. Because pension funds, retirement funds, funds that are basically dealing with people who are too old to pick up and start all over again, they're limited by law in terms of the safety of the investments they can make. They can't invest in high-risk investments. They have to go AAA. And all of Wall Street's rating agencies said these mortgage bundles are AAA, with the exception of Egan Jones, who said these are a disaster waiting to happen. And, of course, the SEC is now out trying to shut Egan Jones down. But that's the reason these pensions are all in trouble all across the United States of America. They invested their cash in these mortgage bundles based on the assurances of these Wall Street rating agencies. And when the whole mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, these pensions lost a huge amount of their core investment capital. And that's why they don't have the earnings coming in to meet their pension obligations. But it's all the fault of those workers. They're living too long. They've got unrealistic expectations. Talk about fascism here. Interesting article over in the Daily Mail asking the question if Bitcoin is facing a takeover because apparently this one mining group is now in control of half of the Bitcoin currency's computer power. And that raises the possibility of Bitcoin being subject to manipulation, which is one of the reasons I was kind of leery about getting into it in the first place. And it doesn't seem that anybody can come up with an honest money system that the money junkies can't make dishonest if they just work at it long enough. The United States started with an honest money system. That got taken away from us, not once, but three times. Bitcoin was put up as this peer-to-peer currency system. Now it's being grabbed up and monopolized. All righty, let's talk a little bit about the gun rights issue because the gun grabbers are back at it again. Down in Florida, here's a story which really calls into question this propaganda we get from the gun grabbers about you don't need a gun in your home, you have the police department. which is like saying you don't need a fire extinguisher in your home because you've got a fire department. The question is timing. Right now in the United States, the average wait time for a 911 call to the police is 19 minutes, and a lot can happen in 19 minutes. Down in Florida, apparently this guy called 911 to report robbers had broken into his home. He got voicemail. Fortunately, he is an American citizen, availing himself of his Second Amendment rights, and he shot one of the intruders. You have to be prepared to take care of yourself in the face of a government that has completely abandoned that role. Whether it's having firearms to defend your home against criminals, having emergency food, emergency water, emergency power, this government cannot be relied on to take care of you. They're getting ready to cause shortages. Oil and gas in the United States in order to try and prop up this whole Ukraine-Europe situation. Now, the propaganda is coming out now thick and fast regarding from the gun grabbers from 8 News Now. They have an article, Shooting Rampage Sheds Light on Sovereign Citizen Extremists. And they're trying to take this shooting in Las Vegas by two people who appear, in hindsight, to have been agent provocateurs. They were down at the Bundy Ranch trying to incite violence. And apparently the husband had actually worked on the Obama election campaign. And they're being portrayed as sovereign citizen extremists, anti-government, and the rest of it. The Southern Poverty Law Center has taken the focus on propagandizing the shootings for the purpose of suspending the Second Amendment. And Southern Poverty Law Center, which, by the way, has whatreallyhappened.com on their list of websites you should never, ever, ever look at, says there are 300,000 so-called sovereign citizens in the U.S., and the number is growing in Nevada. And according to the SPLC, a sovereign citizen is somebody who thinks the government is operating illegally, which I think probably is the majority of the American people right now, and certainly I would qualify as one of them. And SPLC is out there saying, you know, saying that the government is operating illegally, that's crossing the line. Free speech has gone across the line. I've read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's no mention about a line in that First Amendment. There's nothing in there that says you have freedom of speech up to the point where you say bad things about the government. Because that First Amendment is all about reserving the right to the people to complain about the government without fear of reprisals. And I'm going to end this hour with a quote. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. The Declaration of Independence, and we'll be back in for hour number 3 after these few words.
With financial